right, you're listening to WCSB Cleveland at 9.3 FM. How about some Travis Larson Band? That was from their new CD entitled Rate of Change. And we heard something called Sticks and Stones before that. DJ Doug Johns with Chris Sija, that whole thing. You know, that's all coming to a close tomorrow evening. Travis Larson is playing with Ego. Yeah, Ego. And Doug Johns. And speaking of Travis Larson, Jennifer Young and Dale Moon, we got him in the studio. Hey, guys. Oh, I don't know if I told you, the gig was canceled, but thanks for coming anyway.
Well, that's okay. It wasn't that long a drive.
Can we crash
at
your place?
Okay.
We'll just stay there for a month.
If we can reschedule a gig, you're welcome to stay. I have lots of yard work.
On your floor until you give us a gig.
I know. But you guys came all this way to play in Cleveland, doing some
fault,
clinics
baby.
And a bunch of things.
Yeah, we're out on what they're calling the Travis Larson Band Sam Ash Tour. And we're doing a tour of a bunch of Sam Ash tours in the Midwest and East Coast. And then we're doing a gig with you at Wilbert's on Saturday.
Yeah, tomorrow
and,
night.
But tonight we're actually going to be at Sam Ash in Cleveland. And is it officially in Cleveland?
It's in Lyndhurst.
Lyndhurst, okay.
There you go.
Courtesy of our good friends at Electro Voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, introduce yourself. Get over here.
This is our man Mark Storm with Electro Voice. He's been dragging us all over the country, and we're happy to have him. He's been taking good care of us. Yeah.
Hello, Cleveland from Electro Voice.
Hello, Cleveland. You got to do it
I've
once,
never heard
right?
that before.
Yeah, I figured. I figured. But, yeah, what we're doing is we're out, we're doing some giveaways, and Mark has secured some cool stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to have a lot of fun at the show at Sam Ash tonight in Lyndhurst. Actually, Travis Larson Band is one of our best endorsers for Electro Voice, and been using Electro Voice gear for years.
Is Electro Voice having that much trouble?
This guy. Somebody, where's security?
Who let this guy in here?
I know. I had the pleasure of meeting Travis at the NAMM show in Anaheim last year for the first time, and just saw the recognize the talent and kind of been just working as hard as I can to keep promoting that thing. He's one of our most eloquent speaking endorsers, and we're just proud to have him on.
As Randy is well aware, right?
Yeah, I've been beating on these guys for years in here. You just met him?
So eloquent speaking. What really happened was Mark was rocking out harder than anybody else in the crowd, and I
was he the guy that was like thrashing into me?
He was the man.
Okay.
He was the guy feeding me all the energy that day. So I was like, Mark, you and I are going to be friends, and we're going to go take the world over. Let's go.
Yeah.
Two wayward friends out on a big city to roll into.
Yeah, there we go. So,
you're really burning up Ohio.
But about so the show tonight, 7 o'clock, we'll be at the Sam Ash, and they're going to be giving some stuff away. And so show up if you're a musician. If you're not a musician, they're going to have some free Starbucks for everybody. It's going to be these guys take care of it. It's a top notch deal, and it's going to be fun.
Starbucks, that'll keep me awake.
And we're going to get because you've been up for like 48 hours, right?
Oh,
but we're going to get up and rock a little bit and give you kind of a taste of what's to come tomorrow at the club, and we'll talk about whatever anyone wants to talk about: gear, hang out, sign some stuff. Stuff, whatever, and have some fun. But the band's definitely going to rock for a bit, and you can win stuff. That's the coolest thing.
We have been away an RE2G wireless system to one of the lucky attendees tonight, and a couple of Endime 960s or 767 microphones, just for anyone who shows up. Someone's going to go home with them, so it'll be fun.
And it's not cheap stuff.
Yeah, giveaways. It's at Bob's Music.
Yeah. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
I'm trying to help my odds here.
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to help my odds. Now, you guys, you're going to be performing. It's going to be kind of an abbreviated set tonight.
Yeah, we'll play for a little while, but you know, it won't be quite like tomorrow night. But it's like I say, there's free stuff. There's free Starbucks. We're going to rock. People, and the cool thing is that we can just hang out and talk with people as well.
I hate to say it, but it's going to be like that tomorrow night, too. I have a feeling you'll be hanging out a little before or a little after.
Well, yeah, well, with you and your entourage, right?
Yeah, you'll be running from me.
Randy,
well, you know
Randy,
what?
Randy.
Mark, before you run away, a lot of people don't know what EV or Electro Voice is.
Right on.
So what do you guys do?
Well,
they drive musicians around.
actually, this year, Electro Voice will be celebrating 80 years in the business of actually, we got our start making microphones. 1927, we invented the humbucking coil, which was then put into microphones, and we celebrate 80 years of that. We also make concert grade from that point, 1927, making microphones. Then we got into home stereos. We got into doing military applications of audio, things like that. We were on board with John Glenn's first orbit of the moon. Pope John Paul's first visit here was used with a microphone. There's not been a president in office that hasn't used an Electric Voice microphone throughout history. So it gives us a little bit of background. And now today we're out on tour with some of the biggest bands out there. Rolling Stones have been on board with us. AC/DC. Kenny Chesney is out there on tour with us right now. Gretchen Wilson. And so we're still making speakers.
And TLB.
And that's why we're on board with these guys, because they're heading somewhere. So that's a little bit about Electro Voice. Speakers, microphones, Midas mixing consoles, Clark Technic processing. We do it all just trying to make the world sound better through Pro Audio.
Fantastic.
And it's bulletproof stuff. You know us, Randy. We use stuff because we like it. We're not, I was talking last night about how as an endorser, you know, people get the wrong impression and they think, you know, a lot of times you're like, you're like a basketball star or a football star, and they're handing you a bunch of money.
You know, don't even go there.
Yeah.
Don't even go there.
Yeah, you know how it is.
You guys, Travis Larson Band, what kind of guitars do you play?
Ernie Ball Music Man.
And where are they made?
They're made in San Luis Obispo.
And where do you live?
San Luis Obispo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jen, what kind of bass do you play?
Ask him how long that kept him from getting an endorsement, because we were too close to the company.
Oh, I bet that was tough. I bet it really was.
It was a fact that they didn't want to become associated too quickly with what they considered.
That's actually true, though. Because
I bet it is.
Yeah, because they don't want every kid that lives near the factory being able to
showing
walk in
up
and
at the factory.
Yeah, yeah. So we almost had to get a little more success than I think you would have to.
We almost had to move,
yeah.
Yeah, but you guys are doing great. I mean,
things are going
well.
You got
4 records and a CD out.
And a DVD.
A DVD, 4
records,
records and a CD.
4 vinyl. We started in 1973.
Wow.
We put out the 4th one last time we were with you. And actually, that was a pretty good show. I listened to a tape of that show the other day, because you and I were saying how it was... first of all, it's really cool that at the end of that show we were talking about, well, you got to come to Cleveland. Okay, we'll come to Cleveland in the next year. And, you know, of course, when most musicians say that, it's, you know, kind of tongue-in-cheek. Sure,
not
we'll be
too many
Cleveland.
Actually make it happen.
And, yeah, but here we are, so awesome.
Yeah, but you guys were supposed to be here in August, so.
Well, yeah. Well, we tried. We tried. But Mark got us here, so God
yeah,
bless
thank,
Mark and Electro
thank
Voice.
Mark. That, fantastic.
Voice.
Yeah,
you know, Electro Voice wanted him out of the office, so they sent him on tour with you guys.
Yeah, well, you know, you can tell by the way this guy is dressed that he's nothing but trouble. Yeah,
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Who's that L'SON band? Yeah. Oh wait, your tag's in the way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jerry, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah,
and Jerry's hiding somewhere.
Yeah, there's a we've got a driver named Jerry who. He's not just the driver.
But I repeat, we have a driver. That's how big we are.
Yeah.
I'm not understanding this. You have a driver?
Yeah. So all weekend, I come out of my hotel room, and I go, "Hi, Jerry. What are we doing today, Jerry? The human head weighs 8 pounds.
Are you like the tour guide?
Yes, I am.
And you're full of, like, useless facts?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
The human head weighs 8 pounds?
Well, not Dale's head, but...
Yeah. Once you drain the ego out of it, it's the same. Oh, he's a drummer. Come on.
But no, Jerry's been great, and Mark's been great, and we're having a blast out with these guys. And it's... And we're not even... I don't even think we're halfway through, so we're looking forward to another week of this craziness.
So you're spending pretty much... Like, the halfway point's going to be in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you really did stop here a long time. It's like the van broke down. You're going to be here 2 nights.
Well...
And then Sunday morning.
That's all the more time to share with you, Randy.
Yeah, right? Okay. What'd you do, lose a bet?
Couldn't guess
you
your
lost the bet, didn't you? I got something queued up from Burn Season.
Yeah, this is an album that came out 2 years ago, I think, two or three, something like that. And we'll play a little something later that had to do with Luke, but this is an album we did a track with Steve Lukather, who another Music Man endorser and great guy and not fit for radio.
No, I have my hand on the dump button with that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Luke is on, your hand's right over the button.
Yeah, no.
And he knows it, and he keeps on taking you right up to the edge.
Yeah, no, we love Luke. But that was a big deal for me because he's
a monster.
Yeah, he's just great.
You know, speaking of Luke, I was driving today before my work vehicle broke down. And the song Dirty Laundry.
The radio station gives you a vehicle?
No.
Man, this is the big time,
this
Randy.
This is. This station's the best. But Dirty Laundry came on.
Right.
And that's all Lukather in the background on that.
Wow, crazy.
You didn't put that together,
Were you having Miami Vice flashbacks the whole time?
No. Yeah. No. I'm not wearing socks either. All right. What is it, the tune I queued up? Since you're doing your little play on words thing.
This is a tune called Nevele, and the intro's in 11, and it's 11 spelled backwards. And it's also a town where, Jen? Nevele is a town where?
Belgium.
Ding. Correct.
It's a town in Belgium?
Where's the bell?
That's what I read somewhere.
I'll take Belgium for 100.
So did you, like, name a song backward?
Yeah, and then I went
recently. And then you
researched? Exactly. That's how it went.
Oh, my.
You have way too much time on
your
hands.
It didn't mean something. She was going to make something up.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, we'll be back with the Travis Larson Band.
And as far as you know, she didn't make that up.
Wow. I believe we have Doug Johns coming on the show today as well.
Right. Doug, our buddy.
And Mike Risco from Ego.
We're doing a national tour with Doug, starting with tomorrow night. We're doing Cleveland with
Cleveland.
Doug. And then we get back into California, and we do a Bay Area show with him next Thursday and Friday.
That's not national.
Well,
Cleveland. That's like two lightning strikes.
Cleveland to San Francisco. It's a national tour, baby. 3 days.
You're playing the North Coast, you're playing the West Coast. It all works.
But yeah, Doug's awesome.
Coast to coast.
He's a ridiculous bass player. And
yeah, he is. And he's a lot of fun.
Yeah. He's got that voice. Hey, man.
He does.
He's got that bass player voice. If you ever talk to Will Lee, he sounds a lot like Doug Johns, man.
Will is absolutely nuts. I mean, he's been on this show a couple times, and he just never stops. Will Lee's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's really great because you email him about having him come on the show. All of a sudden, bing, you got an email. He carries around a little handheld thing, and he emails everybody right when he gets emailed.
Wow.
So the guy's
crazy.
Way too advanced. Anyway, Nevele.
Nevele.
And this is from Burn Season. We'll be back with the Travis Larson Band and Doug Johns in a little while. Mike Risco from Eagle later on, and we'll have more information on the shows. We'll even have some giveaways today for tomorrow evening's show, so stay tuned. All right, we're back on. Unbelievable.
I,
you know, that's a really bad omen because I queued up the weather report.
It's always a bad omen with you, Randy.
I know. Great news. I queued up weather report to play something because I do have some tragic news that Joe Zoenall Tuesday passed away.
Mm.
So I go to play a weather report tune and the CD player will not play.
Gotcha.
Or will it let me have my CD back?
Well, that's going to be a lot of fun to follow, Randy.
Yeah. How do you top that one?
I was just saying, I have a keyboard magazine with him on the cover from like 1981 or 2, something like that. Just sitting in my closet at home with my collection.
And have you like read the article?
Well, you know, 25 years ago. It's been a while. It's covered with
He's
dust.
A fascinating man.
But yeah, I mean,
I actually had him on the radio show once.
Is that right? Wow.
He was talking about a project that he was doing.
Gotcha.
It was a really kind of dark project, but it was something very important, you know, to him and
right.
and the people that he grew up with.
Gotcha.
So it was kind of a difficult interview.
Wow.
Once he got off his personal project type of thing, it became a little easier.
Kind of difficult in a darker sort of way, not so much like a Luke sort of way, right?
Right, right. Yeah. Just in basically the World War II history when he was growing up and things like that.
Gotcha.
So it was just kind of a very rough time for where he grew up in Austria. So it was just, it was amazing. The guy was just incredible.
Gotcha.
So what a talented man. Very, very sorry to hear that. That ruined my day on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah. So we're going to try to sneak on some weather report regardless. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well,
but
we were talking about the last time we did an interview and how we usually do it to this radio station because I don't know if people realize we're from San Luis Obispo, California. They probably heard us talking earlier, but
yeah,
that's so it's only 10:30 there right now, and I usually get up at like 11:30.
Yeah. You get up at the crack of noon. To be on your show.
It's a musician thing, but so I was up at 6 a.m. my time today. But the point is that usually when we're talking to you, we're sitting at home we have three phones. I'm usually got a headset on, and we're all sitting on my bed. And I haven't even taken my pajamas off yet.
You know, that's a visual I didn't need.
Yeah, yeah. Dale shows up dressed and ready to go, but, you know. We won't talk about Jen.
As dressed as I ever am.
Right. But, I'm usually sitting there with, you know, like a cup of orange juice talking about whatever it is we talk about.
And his voice is even about an octave deeper than it normally is.
Yeah, it's actually had time to, you know, I could still do it.
So this is what you really sound like?
I can still do the Doug Johns impressions, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, the last time you were on the show, you sounded like this. Okay, put Travis on.
Right.
This is Travis. No, put Travis on.
Right, well, I've had a couple of hours. I mean, like I say, I got up, you know, what, 4.5 hours ago.
And you guys made good time. You were right on time. You beat me down here.
Wasn't bad. We stopped at Taco Bell on the way.
Our man Jerry was home.
Yeah, and they're not going to be playing much tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to be elsewhere. So they will be elsewhere. Don't you
Randy,
hate when that happens?
Randy's answering phone calls on the air.
The phone just went off, and guess what? The phone is shut off. And that was probably Doug Johns calling in.
Oh.
Just to be on time.
He's probably trying to get through the radio station gauntlet of effective phone lines that we're always trying to deal with. So let's tell the story about last time we were here and the album had come out.
You were not here.
Or we're not here.
You were in your bed in your pajamas drinking an orange juice.
Yeah, last time I was sitting on my bed talking to you, Randy.
You know, just out of curiosity, when you wake up in your pajamas, is the hair like the way I look like when I walked in?
Well, yeah, it's like, what, 3 feet longer, though?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a little more of it.
Right. But anyway.
What, Dale? You're leaning over.
Yeah. It takes a lot of hours to look the way you did when you walked in.
Yeah. There's a lot of work involved in looking like that.
Yeah.
That's more of an overnight trauma type of thing.
God bless you for the
effort.
It was
that air conditioning, 270. Two windows, 70 miles an hour.
Where was I going? So we came on to promote the Rated Change album, which is the one we're still touring on, and you had not received copies yet. They were advanced copies that had been sent to you, and through, I guess, when you mail stuff to the station here, it goes through like a gauntlet of security.
Like an inner campus mail, and
so
it gets put in the little pouches and envelopes. And
so you were pulling your hair out that morning because you didn't have anything to play of the new record, and we were coming on to promote this record. And so halfway through the show, what do you get? You get a like a FedEx delivery.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, like during the show, on the air, the guy walks in and hands you the new album.
That was perfect timing.
Yeah, that was.
And what's happening this time?
This time, we are just hanging out and having fun.
I brought you a 7-layer burrito.
And
okay, I want to wake up in the morning.
This time, is Randy's eligible to win stuff tonight? Sure.
Absolutely.
Right. Is he really?
Absolutely. Sure.
Yeah, but I can't win it. Do you know how people are going to complain it's fixed if I win something?
No. You're the promoter tomorrow night. So tonight, if you show up to the Sam Ash store at 7 o'clock.
Shameless plug.
In Lyndhurst.
In Lyndhurst.
You're going to see a free TLB set. And you're going to have a chance to win an RE2 wireless system from Electrovoice.
Wow.
And you're a bass player, right?
Yeah.
See? Now this thing, this thing's killer. And Jen's been using it, and it's I actually think, well, I don't know.
Yeah, but does Jen like it?
We both really like it.
I don't like to talk bad about other stuff, but this wireless has really been really, really just bulletproof and durable.
It has a clear scan feature. You push a little button, and it scans the air for clean frequency.
And let me tell you, the only place I've ever had to do that was in Cincinnati. Apparently, Cincinnati, it's just crazy with air traffic.
RF nightmare.
Yeah, it was the only place I've ever even heard anything at soundcheck.
Yeah, I never thought about that. Your wireless systems interfering with crossing wireless systems.
It's a real mess out there.
It's a mess.
That's because we're not advanced like
it's the radio.
San Luis Obispo.
San Luis. We just say Luis there. San Luis Obispo.
Okay.
We actually technically are from the town of Los Osos. That really gets people.
Huh?
Los Osos is like a little suburb.
Like, where are you really from?
It's a little suburb of San Luis Obispo.
It's all Spanish out there.
Yeah, because California, yeah. So that's why we went straight for Taco Bell, because we're used to
Mexican
food.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. You come to Cleveland, what do? You go to the same type of food you
have
everywhere
in
California.
Here's what we're going to do tonight. People all over the world have been telling us we need to check out this chili. What was it called, Mark?
Skyline?
Yeah, we need to check out this Skyline chili. Are they correct?
Now, do you want like all your bodily functions to just completely shut down?
Taco Bell and Skyline chili.
Skyline chili. Oh, boy.
We're going to do it after the show.
I don't know if they're open that late. You may have to do it before.
No. What?
I heard we were doing it for lunch.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Although we just had lunch.
Yeah,
You blew that one, didn't you?
I don't know if I can compound
tomorrow.
A seven-layer burrito with Skyline chili. Yeah, in the same 3 hours.
Oh, boy.
That could.
Are you going to be lit up?
Talk about it.
You'll be tooting real good tonight on that guitar.
Talk about an early release.
Oh, I thought mine was a little classier. Thank you. Well, you know that request line number 216-687-3515. We have the Travis Larson Band in the studio. And I can't believe you guys actually made it to our side of town.
We're always so happy to see you. And, you know, it was pretty much all because of you, Randy.
Well, thank you.
People joke about that, but it's true because you started playing us out here before anybody else. And you're the only guy over here playing, you know how we like to get into the music, the snobby music talk, but but you're the guy, you're one of the few last standing guys out there with a real radio show playing real music, and that's the honest truth. And
there aren't many of us.
Now, there's a girl in Portland that runs a thing called Guitar Shop Radio. You guys need to hook up.
Now, is she on like an FM, or is she a satellite, or
she's FM, and at 5 o'clock it went into some kind of a syndication deal.
Yeah.
But
wow.
But yeah, that was
her name is Victrola.
Only person whose show
Victrola.
Victrola Guitar Shop.
She sounds old. Victrola.
Sure.
We're not
at
liberty to say any of that.
We call her Vicky. I'm not sure where the Victrola thing comes from. And
that's her on-air
persona.
Now you've ruined
Now I've ruined it.
Okay. I just would have said, hey, old lady. It's easier to say than Vic.
Maybe we shouldn't get you two together, because she's a sweet girl.
Yeah, she's probably very nice.
She knows as much about music as you do, and we always talk about women in fusion, right?
Both of them.
With the exception of the two Jennifers, you know, Jennifer Batten and Jennifer Young, right?
Well, you know, there was a friend that I had that was doing instrumental music, a very good guitarist, and she decided since she was having so much success with an instrumental career that she was going to raise huskies.
Is that
wow.
Jay?
Yep.
Yeah.
Jay Fouché.
The third girl.
Yeah.
So we know them all.
Yeah. Well, there's also Jane Getter.
It's your willingness to go out there and eat Taco Bell.
I didn't know raising huskies was an option.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. She's
if I was thinking of a better living, I'm not sure that would be the go-to.
What she's doing, she's actually doing or training and getting her dogs ready to go for some kind of Iditarod.
Yeah, wow.
Iditarod.
Gotcha. Wow, that's pretty cool.
She's just developing a tour vehicle for the
exactly.
Yeah. Pretty cool? No, it's real cool.
Because she knows that nobody else is going to be able to tour those regions at that part of the year.
Yeah.
So she's cornering the market on winter fusion.
She's making sure the dogs are up to it with the Iditarod.
She's doing her winter prog, huh?
Yeah.
Weren't they doing something like that once, like Miller Lite or Genuine Draft? Somebody was doing something like that where they were sending bands and a lot of people to a frozen country years ago?
I don't know.
I remember, like, the ads. I don't remember what beer it was. It was something weird like that. They were going to send, like, Metallica goes to Iceland.
Wow.
Be one of the lucky people to be invited. Okay. You know, pack all my ice.
Randy's lost us all.
Oh.
Is the CD player really broken?
Like, I don't know. I tried to re-cue it up. I tried to do it again.
And you only have one?
Well, I got three of them.
They're all broken?
No, they all work.
But he just likes talking to you.
So I just let it roll.
There's not,
I'm sorry, Jen. Are we being too active for you here?
Randy is feeling the magic. You notice how Jen doesn't even come near the microphone you hear in the background.
Yeah, I know. We got to do something about this.
It's kind of the same. I mean, here you actually have some control over the situation. But, you know, when we're doing the thing where we're sitting in our pajamas, you can never get her on the phone. Randy,
no.
The whole show, Randy's like, is Jen there? Can I talk to Jen? Is Jen going to say something?
Well, you know, the only story I remember that Jen ever told us was when she was playing a gig, and she had a fan, and I thought that was really nice.
A fan. Couple of fans.
Well, she has a lot of fans, but one that was a little more out front.
There's several fans.
I thought that was very nice.
Several fans of the female persuasion is what you're getting at.
There's been more incidents since then.
Oh, more sightings, huh? Poor Jen.
We always have to go back to this topic. I don't get it.
Because it's
toilets.
It's male-dominated music.
Yeah, the talk of this tour has been toilet discussion.
Really?
Yeah, because Jen likes to critique toilets from town to town because she's the only female in the entourage.
I do, yeah.
And none of us really care what the toilet looks like because we're just a bunch of sloppy dudes. So
okay,
she comes
yeah.
out and she goes, "Can you say the ASS word on this radio station?"
No, we try not to.
Okay. Well, she says she comes out of a bathroom in Cincinnati and she's like, "There's no ASS gaskets in this entire state." Because that's what they have out in California, the little paper things that go around the seat to keep you separated. You know?
I've heard those are like liners or ringers, but never a...
Well, think of what a gasket, what the function is.
Yeah, I know, but
yeah,
come on. Leave it to Jen to come up with
call them ASS gaskets.
A catchy name.
I didn't coin the term, I just use it.
Proudly. For our purposes today, we'll
call them... Look, she's glowing now.
We'll call them mass gaskets. So she comes out of the bathroom, she's like, "There's no mass gaskets here."
Mass gaskets.
We're like talking in code, so we can tell.
Talking in code.
Yeah, I got hand signals.
I thought, like on TV, if everybody had one, they could show it or say it.
And a face for radio. Wow. You guys, I'm telling you,
like
we're going to send you out of this state.
Like Dennis
You're just
Franz,
way too wound up.
Dennis Franz on NYPD Blue.
No,
guy made a career out of showing his ASS.
No.
How did that
they
happen?
Couldn't have found anybody else.
This guy's
the man looks like a lizard with his clothes on.
Oh man!
You know, speaking of things you can't say, we were on this other show and they had a poster on the wall of the George Carlin Seven Dirty Words, basically. That the
yeah.
FCC won't
if you go to our website, you can see a picture of it.
And there's only one or two that might slip out of your mouth, but the other ones, once you read them on the wall, it gets harder and harder not to say them. And I would never say most of those words.
Yeah, I don't use that language. And then when you come in here, it just spews out of you. That's why I have the red button.
It spews.
It spews. I have the
spews
red
like,
button.
It spews like a 3-hour Taco Bell burrito.
And I got a 7-layer waiting for me? Well, you know what?
The 7 layers of ASS gaskets.
You'll need lots of those.
As usual, this show has taken an ugly turn.
This is the way we do it, Mark. Welcome to the program.
I don't blame you, Randy. Travis takes it there just as often as you do.
It's because I know Randy loves it.
Yeah, I really don't take it there. But with Jen, you got to do something to get her riled up, or you won't hear from her.
That's not a bad observation, actually.
You got to do something to bring Jennifer up front.
We did a show last Saturday night out in California.
You notice how I can never get a word in it? This guy's like, "We did a show."
Are you going to tell the story?
Hey, Travis, we got her. There she is.
Tell the story.
You got it, Bo.
I don't know which story.
I'm telling your monitor story.
Go ahead.
She was like...
Get up there and tell the story.
I don't know.
The thing is, we call her our pint-sized LaRue, right?
Absolutely.
She's like our little Dave LaRue.
Yep.
And so, occasionally, she's the one that maybe like blows her cool a little bit here and there, right?
Showing that little bit of nobody Irish
else,
temper.
Everybody else would look at her and think, "Oh no, she's the quiet and pretty one." And you know, "Oh no, Jen's great. She's great."
Wait, she is the quiet, pretty one.
Yeah, until you.
It's not saying much looking at you and Dale, but
until quiet, volatile, pretty one.
Yeah, she's the quiet, pretty one until you've got a distorting kick drum in her monitor, and then you want to see the Tasmanian devil unleashed.
And then she looks like the way I walked in, huh?
She's like we're playing the show. I haven't even noticed that there's a problem on her side of the stage, and I look over and she's like stomping around, swearing and banging her bass with her fist like Michael Anthony used to do in Van Halen.
Best thing the audience has ever seen.
Yeah, the crowd is like, "Man, you are fiery tonight," you know? And I know, uh-oh, something's going on over there. And it gets to the point, like, 5 minutes later, the engineer is literally standing in front of her with another monitor, holding it up like, "Do you need another monitor?" And she's screaming at him, "No!
I said no monitor, not more monitor! Are you an idiot?" Yeah, but I'm trying to play this really complicated song, so I need monitor.
Wait, you forgot the kick drum too.
Yeah, the kick drum. It's like like in her monitor.
And then he starts his double bass.
Yeah.
Then it's
like we're ramping up to a beatboxing skit here.
These, by the way, this was not
a complicated song too.
This was a venue that did not have EV monitors.
No EVs.
There were no EV monitors.
Now see, he was sucking up before. Look at now. Jeez. That's why he got that endorsement. He just keeps on pushing that button.
Yeah, Jen snuck in. They were Behringer monitors.
Ow, that hurt.
If they were EV monitors, it would not have been a problem.
I don't know. I see Behringer online. They're pretty expensive.
Huh.
Good.
I've never found like EV equipment being sold online.
That's because people can't afford it.
eBay and that. Yeah, you look around. I haven't seen it. They're either not buying it or they're very happy with
they're
it. I don't know.
I mean, for the most part.
Okay, so they're not. It's not that they're not buying it. They have it. And they're hanging on to
it. Honestly, the EV stuff I've seen on eBay and that sort of thing, it's usually something 30 years old. Some guy's selling like a classic cab or something like that. But you don't blow these things up, so there's no point in getting new ones.
Wow.
We've had our monitors for how long?
We've had the same two monitors front stage, Jen and I, for like the last 7 years, and they have like hardly any paint left on them. I just resprayed the grill because they were so bad looking that it was getting embarrassing.
You're an EV endorser. They won't give you new equipment? I'll have to talk to their representative about that one.
They have, but we still enjoy using it.
Mark?
They love the old
No,
stuff.
That's the thing. It doesn't blow up. It's like,
okay,
it still
Travis,
works.
You can ask for more now.
Yeah. Mark? Can I have a monitor?
Yeah, I'll send it from Minnesota. It'll be on the next camel out of Minnesota.
Yeah.
No, but you know what? I'm going to get into some more music right now.
You going to sing for us?
No. I have one of your tunes queued up just in case the weather report song doesn't come on.
Mm.
All right.
Let's see if it does it again. Okay, we'll give it a try. Here we go. Here's something. I think just about everybody will know what this one is. And this is from Weather Report. Again, the passing of Joe Zawinul. All right. You know, we're trying to get phones in. We're trying to get Doug Johns on. And I just got a phone call about somebody wanting to know who's headlining a 91-1 thing. I don't know what that is. Anyway, we're here at the Travis Larson Band. Jennifer Young, Dale Moon, and Travis Larson.
I'm trying to see if these headphones work, but they don't.
They don't?
But that's okay. Because
there's another set over there.
I can hear myself talking.
Yeah,
but you
won't be able to.
Oh, there we go. That works.
Okay, this is the musician that didn't figure out to turn the volume up.
It works in one ear, and I'm actually, well.
Yeah, hey, it's mono. Sorry.
It's all about the stereo.
I know.
I don't need this.
Not yet, you don't.
Not yet.
What do you think? We're only seeing half of you two?
So I'll mention that last song, Other Place, has the only recorded piano solo I've ever recorded.
Really?
Pretty proud of that, yeah.
Who played it?
I played it. My piano solo. Me playing the piano.
Randy. Was it one of those little 14-key things?
People can't see. Randy just sits there and looks at me awkwardly, just waiting to see me sweat, wants to see what's going to happen.
Well, now that the cameras are going, you got to really start feeling pressure.
Right, yeah.
He doesn't care.
I don't care. Yeah.
He can't just come out and say, I have mad skills on the piano, but he's letting you know that was him.
Yeah.
I have mad skills on the piano, Randy.
What did your mother...
I have mad skills with swords, if you didn't know.
Wow. Did you fall on any lately?
Yikes.
Just out of curiosity, what did you do with the money your mother gave you for piano lessons?
No!
Oh! But Travis, it's great.
Randy's giving me a thumbs up right now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's great to see you kind of out of your element.
Well, you know, it's funny because we've got this this guy, he's probably listening, this guy out in Monterey, California, who comes to the shows, and he's a great guy. But he doesn't, he gives us, like, his impression of the truth, just no holds barred, right? He's like, that piano solo is terrible. I don't like the piano solo. He just tells me that. Well,
tell him, you know what, if he funds the next record, he can... take the piano solos off.
But, yeah, I actually started as a piano player, so, you know, it was...
You grew your hair longer and that was it, huh?
Yeah, well, it's too hard to carry a piano, for one. Right?
Not anymore.
And then for two, piano doesn't get the chicks like the guitar does, right?
It does now.
Not that I've gotten the chicks, because...
And nothing gets the chicks like fusion.
Yeah, nothing attracts them. Yeah. Oh, that's a sore spot, isn't it?
Here, take a picture of me like this.
I hate to say it. The only ones that get the chicks.
Jen's like 3 feet shorter than the rest of us, and she's standing under a
microphone. Well, I know, but it's really funny is in the burn season, the photograph in there has Jen looking like a giant.
Yeah. And then I'll mention again, that's the whole thing is generated by Hugh Syme, who did all the Rush album covers, so that was pretty cool for us.
Yeah, we had a lot of discussions with Hugh about the album concepts and art, and... I started those conversations with him. I called him and we talked, and somehow he took that image and made me the big giant in the, you know, picture. And that was the one thing about it that bummed me out, because it was inaccurate. And now when people see me in real life, they're like, "What? Huh?"
Yeah, but not until they see you standing on the floor on stage, they still kind of think you're bigger than you are.
Yes.
People kind of create that impression, you know.
Well, I get told that too. I sound much taller on the air.
Yeah.
I get that a lot.
Anything else?
Okay, don't go there. But thank you. You know, I mean, this is really bizarre now because everybody's got cameras flashing.
Yeah, we're just sort of talking while taking pictures of each other.
Pictures of me.
It's like a Kodak moment. And now Dale's off not talking to anybody.
Yes.
The drummer. And we don't know where those
the other
guys
two
went.
Guys left.
They went wandering off to just peruse around the.
Oh, that didn't
facility.
Work.
I took a picture right when
they asked me if I wanted something to drink.
I think they went to get coffee.
Did they really?
I think.
Well, Jen told us what she wanted for coffee, so they probably went and got her one.
The half calf, half decaf with milk.
Half calf, half decaf.
There's free like coffee at these Sam Ash clinics, by the way.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
Did Dale just figure that out?
Tonight at the Sam Ash,
just reiterating.
7 o'clock, TLB is going to play a set. We're going to give some stuff away, some Electro Voice gear, a wireless system, some microphones, and they're going to have free Starbucks.
Everybody can get hopped up on caffeine and enjoy the show.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that really is cool.
That's the thing. It's the difference between us and most of the other bands. We get them hyped up on caffeine rather than get them all, liquored up, yeah, and slowed down, because
you getting Doug on the horn.
We are actually trying to call Doug as well.
All right,
but I mean, now you know, there's not going to be any alcohol tonight.
Now, if I talk like this, man, are you going to be able to tell the difference?
Yeah, man.
Me and Doug.
I don't even know if Doug's listening today. Is Doug listening?
I just talked to Doug.
Yeah.
Not much, Doug. What is going on? Mr. Doug Johns. Doug, hello.
So am I, like, on the air right now?
Yeah, we got you on the air, finally.
Yeah, I didn't have the phone number, man.
How many times have you been up here?
That's pretty pitiful, man. I don't even have the phone number.
I know. Did you call me earlier and I shut the phone off on you?
Yeah, man, you jumped me.
I'm sorry. We're doing an interview and the phone starts ringing.
How you doing, Travis? Dale, Jen, how's everybody doing?
Doing good. I'm the only guy that can hear you, but Doug says hi.
Oh, hi, Doug.
The headphone deal?
Yeah, I've got a set of headphones on, but
okay.
Yeah, we're stoked to be here, man. We're looking forward to hanging out with you.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to the show, man. It's going to be cool, man. We're on tour, man.
See, man, I told you.
I can't wait, man.
Me and Doug. Doug's got that bass player voice.
He does. He's got that, like, that.
I can barely hear Travis. Tell him to get up on the mic a little bit.
Well, you know what? We'll turn it up a little bit, Doug.
Yeah.
Turn it up.
I think you need to turn your cell phone up a little bit.
We got to get the mix right, man.
Yeah, come on. Who's engineering this thing, Randy?
Yeah, Randy.
And you know what? As I turned my head, my headphones went out.
Oh, hey, I'm gonna come check you guys out tonight, Travis. It's going to be cool, man. We're going to have a good time, man.
Pardon me while I move microphones.
There you go. There you go.
I'm getting Jen in on this. She's got a pair of headphones now.
It's scratching. Oh, again, oh my. I don't believe it. He went and got coffee.
Say hi to Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. Looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, we're going to have fun tomorrow. It's going to be a bass, a big bass thing. Screw all these guitar players.
Yeah.
Now, can you say screw on the air?
Yeah, I kind of flubbed up already.
Because I had to say ASS.
Yeah, easier than you could say that posterior word.
Hey, but I've already found the advantage of doing the call-in radio thing. Is I can smoke. Great.
Oh, man.
I'm fired up right now.
Nice. Yeah, but are you wearing your pajamas?
Yeah.
I'm not in my pajamas, man. I can do it, though, if you want, you know.
No. No. We'll leave that for Jen. Thank you. You're Jen, not this Jen.
Right.
Oh, does he have a Jen
also?
He
has a Jen also.
Wow.
Yes, I have a Jen also. Yes, I do.
There's Jens everywhere.
Yeah, they're just falling out of trees.
That's a Jen with two N's, too, and she really gets on me about that. Jen, is your name J-E-N-N?
Well, I actually go by Jennifer, my Jen is J-E-N.
It's just E-N?
Yeah.
See, Jen goes by Jennifer, too, but I won't give her that one, so she's like, give me the two N's.
Oh,
you know?
Gotcha.
It's a long thing, you know.
She's trying really hard to be important.
Hey, how's the road treating you guys, man? You guys having fun?
So far, so good. It's it's kind of funny because the weather out here has been so great that it feels like we haven't even left.
Dig it. Yeah, you guys are getting lucky right now, let me tell you.
Yeah, it's like we got off the plane and it felt exactly like California and it hasn't stopped.
So, you know, we're live on the air right now, Randy?
Absolutely, Doug, so watch your mouth.
Hey,
weird,
screw you.
It doesn't feel like we're on the air, you know? It's
yeah,
kind of different, you know?
And the microphone you're sitting on.
That's the way we do it in the TLB,
behind,
Doug.
Behind, sitting behind.
First of all, somebody's got to take control of this guy because, you know, Randy's...
I'm here, man. I'm here.
But
he'll just cut loose, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Would I do that? Come on.
I was telling Randy, you and I are doing a national tour. He's arguing with me about it, but we're starting tomorrow night, and then we're going to do a couple of San Francisco dates next Thursday and Friday.
Yep.
That's national, right?
Exactly. And I think 500 miles, that's it. Once you get past 500 miles, it's a couple dates in a row. That's a tour.
I hate to say it. We had more tornadoes last night in Ohio than you guys have dates stringed together.
Hey, man, this is the start. Ain't it, Travis?
It's the start of a beautiful relationship.
Absolutely.
Jen's in the background going, what?
There you go. And Randy, it's all Travis is doing. I mean, the dude's a hustler, man. I mean, in the short time I've known you guys, man, you get some gigs together, man. So you guys got to figure it out, man.
I like to play.
Yeah, that's one thing that's confused me, is how an instrumental trio can put this much together.
Well,
you know what it is? It's the fact that they have a female bass player.
Well, it's the fact that we don't have lives too. This is like all we do is just work on. Trying to get gigs and trying to play. But
that's what it takes, man. It's kind of like when you do that 100% thing, it's on, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But you made it out to Cleveland.
I know. I told you I would. That's why I'm here.
Absolutely.
That's the way we do it in the TLB. Jen, that's the one thing Jen says. She goes, you know, that's one thing that we have over a lot of bands is that if we say we're going to do something, we do it.
That's good.
And, you know, that's it's a lesson of life, kids.
Hopefully we just haven't jinxed ourselves with that.
Jinxed or jinxed.
Yeah, something like that.
No, you guys are doing the right thing. You're playing from your heart, and you know, that's what's getting you out there, you know?
I can't believe you guys, they actually made it out this way. I think it's very cool.
Well, and Doug's coming our way. We're swapping out.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be around for that.
Wow. How's the weather out there, Travis?
It's exactly like it is here right now.
It's always sunny out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful. We're talking about, you know, where we live, which is Central Coast of California. It's ridiculous. It's always between 60 and 70. And rarely gets too hot, never gets too cold.
Right, right, right.
It's just... I know some people love the seasons, but, you know...
To me, I know. You don't have to shovel sunshine, I know.
Yeah, to me, the seasons are for traveling, you know?
Good.
Wait till their next national tour takes them to Buffalo in January.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, somebody was just telling me they just did a Russian tour. I couldn't even imagine.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's brutal, man.
That's some weather.
Count, you know?
Yeah, that's some real weather over there.
Have you ever been here in the wintertime, Travis?
I've never been here. This is our first venture out to the Midwest and East Coast.
Cool.
Yeah, we're pretty stoked. We haven't gone further east than Reno.
right.
But we've done San Diego up to Seattle several times, and we've been, you know, a West Coast band for like 10 years. And
awesome,
so, you know, it's always been, you know, California, Oregon, Washington, and Nevada. And we were going to try and drive out, and we've just gone through several different incarnations of how this was going to work. And you know, we're really happy to be out here with Evie and doing some clinics and stuff, too.
Their support really helps make something like this happen, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Makes it possible.
That's Moon, by the way. Yeah.
Hey, Doug, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing?
Jen and I only have one pair of headphones between us, so we're taking turns.
Oh, yeah, he still hasn't bought any headphones, has he?
Well, you know.
We love
he's got, like, all the adapters in there and everything.
You would think as musicians you'd come with your own equipment. At least a little bit.
Oh, don't get Travis started on that. He's got.
Hey, I've got a GNX4 and a guitar sitting right here.
There you go. You gotta bring your axe, man.
And we can't find the
we can't find the XLR inputs for this radio board.
Really?
You know, we got a problem here because in a studio, not a studio, but an office right next door, they get very upset if the music's too loud.
Absolutely.
I mean, forget the fact that they just moved in next to a radio station. If we're too loud, they complain. So
right.
We do get beat up a little bit about the noise, but
we
are in the process of changing things, hopefully.
Just this show, though, right, Randy?
No, all the shows.
Travis, I was thinking about it. We actually met this way. You called into the show when I was up there in the room.
Hey, that's true. It's like full circle right now, Randy.
Yep. Randy hooked us up, man. That's
wait,
all
was
started.
That before or after NAMM?
That,
it was before, I think it was.
I was calling to get a tape of the show that I had done the week previous, I think. Because Randy hadn't sent me one.
Right.
Or maybe it was a couple of weeks. So I was calling Randy to get in between songs or whatever, and he stuck me on the air with you. I didn't even mean to bogart your scene, man.
No, man, it was cool. It was good. I mean, we got hooked up, you know, and then we hooked up in NAMM, and now it's on, you know.
Well, now Doug's doing the same thing to you guys, so see, paybacks.
But we're going to take Doug out and show him the Bay Area, and he's doing Bass Day out there, is that right, Doug?
Yeah, Bass Quake, yes.
Bass Quake, yeah.
Yep.
So he's
looking forward to that, playing a Pete DeCure puts these on every year, and it's a big deal, so I'm looking forward to it because there's a lot of killer bass players there.
That's the thing. Doug gets to do the solo stuff where people value him for his musicianship. Yeah. I have to drag a band around.
That's because there's way too many guitarists.
Both of these guys get all the glory, and then me and Chris, the other drummer, are emailing each other going, I got a crash cymbal you can use if you want to use my drum set. How are we going to make this work?
Wait, there's another opening act. They're setting up on the floor. We don't want them near us. We're sharing equipment.
Although I will admit that I'm much more of a pain in the butt than your drummer. That guy's just awesome with a small drum set. I got to have all these things.
I heard that opening band has a huge ego, though.
Oh, man.
Wah, 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 wah. Well, Mike's supposed to be calling in soon, so we'll get Mike on as well.
Gotcha.
And he'll have his shots at you.
Will Mike have a mic that works?
Mike will have a telephone.
Gee.
A telemic.
I'm punching it up over here.
Yeah. You know what? Cut him off. No more burritos.
Burritos. burritos. Hey, you know, you guys are talking about the getting a chili or something. It's Cleveland. You got to go get some Chemo sushi, man. You guys like sushi?
We like sushi, right, Mark?
We do.
Yeah, but they don't have sushi on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Maybe we should take them for pierogies.
Hey, there you go.
Something that's, you know, regional here.
We have the Polka Hall of Fame here, you know?
You know, so I look at the road manager and say, do you like sushi, Mark?
And that head starts bobbing. Way to go, Mark.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, believe it or not, we got some killer sushi
so
here.
So, Doug, dig this. They just walked in and handed me a platter of sushi. I'm not kidding.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Man.
I'm not kidding.
Hey, what's up with that, Randy? I don't get that one. I'm up in there.
You know what?
I brought people.
We're going to bring Jerry back.
This is one of my road guys. I got a road manager and a driver. The driver just walked in with a platter of sushi and set it down.
I don't believe this.
God, this ain't even right, man.
Moon's just sitting there eating. I'm talking.
I want to know where he got it from.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
It just blows my mind, too.
Where do you find
both
sushi?
Both of them disappeared, okay? Both Mark and Jerry disappeared. So the whole support staff is not supporting. They're gone.
Man.
This guy.
Oh, they come back with coffee. Now he comes back with sushi.
Jerry's whole life
Hey, guys, how about a Porsche?
Jerry's whole life is sitting in the corner waiting for the opportune time. He's like, wait till they say it. Come on.
Right.
Like you involve these corporate sponsors and you get like $9 meals and stuff. It's crazy. We've been eating like real people.
$9 meals.
$9 meals.
Wow. Man, that's doubling our normal food allotment.
Wow.
Hey, so what time are you guys hitting tonight, Travis?
7 o'clock. We're going to be...
7 o'clock. I'm going to be there, man. I'm going to check you guys out.
Right on. Well, Jen's like, oh, no.
You're going to make Jen very, very nervous.
Jen's like, oh, man, Doug's the man.
Yeah. You guys are... I just cussed on the radio.
It wasn't very visible.
I told Jen she needs to get headphones on because she's a bass player and you're on the air, and she's like, Doug's...
We can't even find Jen anymore. She's like not even in the room.
I can't believe it. You guys are party hard. You got sushi up there. What else, man?
We're living, baby.
Jen's got a cup of coffee, and there's sushi in front of us. Yeah, you really. I thought you were coming down to the station, brother.
Yeah, I was at the races. I also built race cars, so I had to go to the races in two cars this morning. So
now he never wanted me to say anything about that.
Yeah. I guess it's cats out of the bag there.
The man builds chassis. Race cars.
Well, let me tell you. Well, hey, how can you be? You can't hide that because look at Jeff Beck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jeff Beck and Simon Phillips could all get in a band and drive.
Yeah, Jeff. If you ever meet Jeff, talk about cars with him, and that guy will be all over it.
In the cars, yeah.
What do they call themselves? The over the hill mechanics.
So I have a cousin.
Are you guys, sorry, Doug.
You guys into racing at all? You know who Robbie Gordon is?
Of course.
Yeah. That's my cousin.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You are related to Robbie Gordon.
I'm related to Robbie Gordon, but I don't know him. He's like that side of the family we don't talk to.
Gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha.
And that's like your ticket, you know. He's like dying to give you some bread, you know, and everything.
Yeah. But no, he's it's that side of the family, you know, guys with money.
Great.
There's the musicians, and then there's the ones with money, and he's the ones with money.
But has he ever come to a TLB concert?
No. And I haven't gone to a race either. So.
Touché.
Somehow I think on his budget, he can afford a Travis Larson ticket better than you'd be able to afford one of his tickets.
A racing ticket?
Yeah. Right.
Well, somebody asked, Doug, this is great. I got a story. A friend of my father's, you'll love this. He wants to go to a NASCAR race because he thinks it'd be great. I said, what are you going to do? You're going to go and you're going to see these cars zoom by. You're not going to know who's in the lead. If there's an accident, you're not going to be able to see it. I mean, you go to watch the wrecks, right? Why would you want to go? He says, oh, the excitement. It'd be fun. I said, you go to the Browns games. He says, yeah. I said, do you like the crowds at the Browns games? No, they're a little too rowdy for me. I said, can you imagine going to a venue that's got 210 of your closest Browns fan friends?
Right. To be honest with you, you're better off watching TV these days than racing. The coverage, you know,
absolutely.
It's just so good. You know, you can see everything, you know.
Well, you know, I found the same thing with, like, DVDs of Travis Larson.
Can you,
I was just going to say,
Doug's saying that, but then Doug and I are the guys that complain when we're like, people are home playing Xbox, people don't go out anymore.
That's the truth, too, man.
People don't watch live music, you know.
Yeah.
I've never heard that complaint before.
What's that?
I've never heard that complaint before.
Really?
Yeah, people need to.
Not today, anyway. Well, yes, I did. I just heard it now.
Oh yeah, that's the musician thing. Yeah. That and DJs, but not DJs in a radio station. We're talking about club DJs.
Uh huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you're
those guys.
Instead of a piano solo, there you go.
There you go. That's from my Run DMC background. Run DMC and
ugly.
Sugar Hill Gang.
That is just ugly. Well, hey, Doug, got to ask you now. We're going to turn the focus on you a little bit.
Oh, don't do that, man.
Just a little bit.
Right?
You got a new record out.
Yes, I do.
And where can people find it?
Man, they can find it everywhere, man. Abstract Logics, you know, that you hooked me up with, Shovik over there. They can get it online there, CD Baby, of course, and Guitar 9, Dan, you know. And they can get it at the show tomorrow at Wilbert's at 9 o'clock.
Wow. Well, no, not 9 o'clock. You're going to be on about then. Are you going to be selling CDs while you're playing?
Yeah, I'm going to be schlepping them while I'm playing, exactly.
Well, I'm going to be schlepping them for him, and then he's going to be schlepping them for me, right?
Wait, you want to know? We figured it out, what it is about Doug. Why does Doug have a drummer? That way Doug doesn't have to schlep the drum equipment up.
No, it never works that way, you know. It never really works that way.
He throws the drummer off stage.
But yeah,
hey, excuse me, get out of here. Mm-hmm. Doug sits behind a kit and starts banging on the drums while he's playing bass. It's very cool, but...
Is that the deal?
Great, now I got to be intimidated by Doug, too?
No. We're all in this together, man.
Man's going to be too afraid to approach Doug.
And since you're playing lead, Travis is going to be a little nervous, too. You know, you just freaked out the entire band.
Hey, you know, straight up, though, we do have to hook up on, you know, the big jam, man. We got to do something, man.
Yeah, get up and funk it out at some point.
We got to do something. No, I'm talking about your bass player there.
Me and her,
you guys are sitting it out. No, I'm just kidding. No, seriously, we should all play. You know, get together.
Jen, just put her headphones on, Doug. You have to say that again.
I was saying that we could do a bass duet or something like that. You know?
Yeah, right.
We could do that.
Yeah,
cool.
Trying to give me a heart attack?
No. I heard you on that thing. You're solid as a rock. You guys are all killer musicians.
Oh man.
The bass is larger than she is. If she piles that bass, stands it up, it's got to be up to her shoulders.
Yep,
right,
just about.
She needs one like, you remember the guy from Cheap Trick? He used to have a guitar painted that looked like him.
I remember that. That's cool, man.
That's great.
She needs to take like that bongo bass.
Yeah, but Randy, I mean, you can get it through the website at DougJohns.com if I can get my shameless plugs in.
That's what I was after.
Yes, definitely go to DougJohns.com. Everybody say it.
DougJohns.com.
I don't think we've said my website yet, though.
No, we haven't, and we're not going to.
TravisLarsonBand.com, correct?
Thank you, Mr. John.
Thanks, Doug.
That's all one word there. And, of course, we got the MySpaces going on, you know, slash with the, I believe, Travis Larson Band.
It's the Travis Larson Band.
The Travis Larson Band on MySpace.
This could start a whole discussion about MySpace and why we hate it.
Yeah, dig that.
We actually have two accounts because the first one froze the day we opened it.
Yeah, I'm hip, man.
We could never get into it. So it was like six months and finally...
Are you sure it's not pirated? Somebody
took
it over?
We got it, and everybody that signed up that day, their accounts froze. It was just a MySpace thing.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And so...
It's just like to sell your phones. You know, we'll advertise the service, even though we really don't have the service, you know?
Right. So then it had to be MySpace.com/TheTravisLarsonBand because...
I see.
Travis Larson Band is owned by us, but we can't get into it to do anything to it.
There we go.
So it just sits there. It's like an empty locker, and you don't have the combination.
Why don't you complain to Tom?
Yeah, exactly. Because Tom's
on a beach island right now. Spending our money.
Yeah, I have a feeling he's sipping a few margaritas right now.
Tom hangs out with that guy that does Girls Gone Wild, right?
Aww. He looks like that kind of guy.
Yeah. He's just getting on planes and...
All over the country. What a guy. I love this place.
Now, have you seen the Girls Gone Wild in the gravity plane?
I haven't seen any of the Girls Gone Wild.
I haven't seen it, but I've seen the infomercials they show. Because it's just musicians. We don't sleep much, right? You get back to the hotel at 3 a.m. They're showing an infomercial for this thing. And they're in the gravity plane. They take them up in a plane. They keep diving. Anybody that does this knows it's called the vomit comet. Right? You got a dozen naked chicks floating around in this plane.
Vomit in the air. Yeah.
Did they cut that part out? I hope.
Right. That's great.
Wow. Whatever. You know.
Only in America,
yeah. Right. Can you make $1 million putting a bunch of girls on a plane?
I would vomit.
They get naked, and then you take the plane diving and watch them float around. Oh, man.
Whatever.
Just that we heard the word vomit on the air there.
That you can say. That's not one of the seven dirty words.
Right. The seven.
It's close, though. You know, it has a vernacular there.
Yeah. Well, it's just not a nice word. I mean, come on. Nothing is nice about the word vomit.
You just said it again, man. That's
varmint sounds better than vomit.
Did you want a piece of this sushi, Randy?
No, thank you. Have at it.
It's sitting right here.
I'm just waiting to see fish and burrito mix.
Watch away.
Fish.
Oh.
So, Randy, next time I'm up there, are you going to hook me up with sushi, or is that just like, you know, for the out-of-town guests?
Jerry, are you going to be around the next time Doug's on?
That was my boy.
Yeah. I had nothing to do with that, Doug.
Part of your crew, I see.
Yeah, that was one of the...
I don't even like sushi.
You don't? Well, then, you
raw
know.
Raw fish.
Well, you don't get none of that.
Yeah, then
I'm good with that.
Then good. We won't spend any money on you then.
So, you know what?
Travis, you're in town Sunday also, correct?
Yeah, we're flying out Sunday night.
Wait, you're flying out?
Yeah, we're going to New Jersey.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to Pittsburgh.
No, we're playing...
That changed then.
Yeah, we're going to New Jersey, okay. And we'll be there Monday and somewhere over in New York area on Tuesday. It's cool. Long Island area, I think.
You guys are literally getting right back to California when we get out there.
Yeah, we're basically flying back at the same time and doing a gig.
I'm confused, Doug. I know, like, you know, acts, big acts, like right. Vital Information, right, Dave Weckl, right. Tribal Tech...
Mm-hmm.
Scott Henderson, Tribal Tech, they all drive everywhere.
Right.
These guys fly from city to city.
Well, we know how to do it, baby.
EV.
EV.
You are one up on everybody. What a hustler. I'll say, you guys are hustlers.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier. I mean, Travis, from the moment I've met him, the guy, he's hustling, he's on his game, man. And you've got to be like that these days, man, if you're trying to do instrumental music, you know.
It's tough enough
getting it out there, you know.
That's the one of the few perks of playing instrumental music is that your audience is primarily people that play music.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, if you're using a brand of stuff that you really like,
they can all relate.
You don't have to sell a million records to be kind of getting some gear exposed to some people that use gear. And I love talking about gear anyway. You know, I'm one of those geeks. So a lot of guys, you know, I know Joe Satriani hates to talk about pedals and stuff, but a lot of guys, you know, don't like to do that. And I'm all about it. Talk about gear with me all day long.
That's cool.
I'm telling you, Travis has a pencil liner in his pocket when he plays guitar.
Right.
Travis,
wait till you see the amp I got for you tomorrow at Wilbur's. One of those customs with the padding on the sides.
Nice.
Oh, I'm just teasing, man.
No, you don't. You do you really?
No, he's hooked up, man. There's a killer house rig there for him, man.
Here's the beauty of this tour here is that all the Sam Ash stuff, we showed up last night, and the PA is exactly like my PA.
Right.
Exactly.
Right,
it's my monitors in front of me, you know?
Right,
and so
right.
I walk in, and it's like, awesome. Everything is going to sound perfect. It's exactly what I know how to use. And you got to love that.
That's got to be a great feeling, man, every night, knowing your stuff there, you know?
It's killer.
They're like prescription drugs, though. They're generic.
So you're the only real wild card, Doug.
Right?
Dale's going to have a three-piece kit, and he's going to be like, what do I hit?
Dale, you're going to be hooked up. You're going to love my drummer's drums. Chris's stuff is top-notch. You'll love it, man.
Chris has been awesome and very accommodating in helping a gear geek like myself.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
You have one of those drummers who's just good with no insecurities, doesn't need a lot of gear, just a few pieces, and he tears it up.
Dig
not me.
It.
Yeah, Dale, you got to put 20 drums in front of him.
I need stuff to hide behind, man.
He's going to feel naked up there.
And, of course, the bass rig for Jen, she'll be hooked up totally. Anything you want, the bass rig's going to be the best part, of course, right? No?
Yeah, bass rig's got to be the best part, Doug says.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
We're schlepping headphones again.
Yeah. Oh, okay, the old headphones.
I thought he was signing off.
Yeah. No. Jen's sitting in the corner waving.
Yeah, man, you're gonna have a great great bass setup.
Bye.
This is what it's got to be like.
It's gonna be great. Bye.
Like when you did some of those Japanese tours, Doug, is what it was like with all the guys sitting around talking about you.
Right.
You're just sitting in the corner waving.
Yeah.
Doug Johns. Yes.
You guys were talking earlier about interference, like with wireless stuff. And me and Chris, we did this gig down in Mexico City. You want to talk about interference? Wow, man.
Wow.
Like, we had every radio station in the world in our amps, man.
Wow.
It was crazy.
They probably, because they don't have the industry standards or whatever.
Exactly.
Or regulations. That's crazy, yeah. First time I used one way back in the day, it was, it was like one of those, $75 models. This is like, way before I discovered ElectroVoice. And I was getting some guy over a radio that kept saying, "Come in, Archangel. Is that you, Archangel?"
right.
It was like during a song. I'm like, what is that?
Well, I'm not afraid to tell you, I'm definitely going to be talking to you and your rep tonight about wireless, because I'm ready to go wireless. I've had cords. Man.
Right on. Yeah.
So what are you going to do then? Jump out in the audience and have everybody playing your bass with you?
Yeah, exactly. I think that'd be awesome, man. If you had a bunch of basses so everyone could play along, that'd be great, man.
Did you see the Spinal Tap thing?
Oh, yeah. Did you see Spinal Tap in Europe like last month? They just did a reunion for the global warming thing.
Right.
And so they did Big Bottom, and they brought out every bass player on the bill. And it was like, guys that weren't bass players, like James Hetfield was out there playing bass. And
10 guys on the stage playing bass.
Yeah, there's like 20 guys or more up there. Everybody was up there, and they were all playing bass. And half of them I don't even think were plugged in, But
they invited me, but I couldn't make it.
But yeah, this music man built this guitar for Nigel Tufnel, a.k.a. Christopher Guest, and it was a global warming guitar just for this show that had like a working thermometer in the neck with LEDs. So
wow.
As he played, this thing would get hotter and hotter, and when it got to the end, there was like this big kind of little bubbling light storm that went off.
Far out, man.
And then in the body of the guitar, they had a snow globe that had Al Gore's torso in it. it was pretty cool.
The DVD will be coming out.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I guarantee you that's going to be one that I have to own.
Yeah, yeah. He's that was built by our friend Dudley, who works at Music Man, and he came over for dinner one night. And he was telling us about it, and I saw this thing, and I was like, got to have one. But they built one,
Right,
yeah.
Right.
It's like, and
$1 billion guitar.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. He plays it once, and then they auctioned it off for charity. I think was
right.
The deal.
I wonder what they got for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if they've done it yet, but I think that they're going to do that. But yeah, it was pretty cool. It was like, I don't know if you ever saw the Flame one that he did, where it had a speedometer on it. This was like back in the 91 reunion, Spinal Tap or whatever.
Right.
And it looked like, like a Flame Roadster or something, and it had a speedometer that actually worked off of the string attack. So the faster you played, the higher it went.
That's cool, man.
Just crazy.
Yeah, his amp went up to 11.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Randy, what's isn't that terrible about Joe Zawinul dying, man?
Oh, terrible.
What a drag, man.
Terrible.
Big inspiration, that guy, I think, to everybody,
How old is this guy?
He was 75.
Oh, wow.
75, yeah.
Gotcha.
He was battling cancer, and...
Oh, wow.
You got any of his stuff where he's playing with Treelock there in the studio, Randy?
No, I don't. I do have that live CD that you like.
Which one, the Brown Street one?
Yeah.
That's
just a wonderful CD.
Might have to play some of that.
Yeah, if
you
can
you need to play, for the rest of the show, Travis Larson Band and Doug Johns. That's what
Well, I got to sneak on an ego tune yet, because we got to bring Mike Risco on. Yeah,
Mike. Yeah, let's get Mike on here. I'm sitting here just hogging up the phone, man.
Yeah, you hog.
Yeah,
do that on stage tomorrow night.
Well, call up Mike, man.
Hey, DJ, it's great to talk to you.
Yeah, man, great to talk to you guys. I'm excited about doing a gig tomorrow.
Absolutely. We're so glad it worked out the way it did. You were able to do it. They came in and played while you were in town.
Well, like I say, this is a start. I mean. For sure, we're going to keep this going, man. I mean, we're going out to California, and we're hoping to keep that momentum going.
Yeah,
more gigs,
we're going to turn it into a regular double bill whenever we hook up.
Yep.
The These guys are awesome, and it comes down to personalities too.
Yep, yeah, you know, exactly.
As much as anything, but I mean they're best musicians I've heard in a while. But other than that, if you get along with a cat,
yep.
You know.
That's what I've always found. It's like it's the human being first. You know, it's the person first.
Right.
And by the way, they play music. You know, I mean, that's what makes great musicians. You know, it's not the other way around.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
We can all sit around in our pajamas and smoke cigarettes.
Yeah. Hey, I'm smoking another cigarette, Randy. This is great.
Oh, Jen's in the background going, it must have been about me. No, it was Doug. He's sitting there smoking a cigarette. It's a must be a bass player thing.
No, my band even smokes. What's going on?
Jen doesn't actually smoke, but she used to.
Oh, really?
Oh, everybody looked at Jen. I think it was just a coincidence.
Smoking is bad. Smoking is very bad.
Smoking for the young kids listening.
And drugs are bad.
Yeah, don't do like Doug Johns.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, do like Travis Larson.
Yep.
I'm not going there. Well, DJ, I want to thank you for calling us today.
Randy. Thank you.
You know, we were only, 45 minutes to an hour late, but that's okay.
And again, Randy, thank you. I mean, you're the one that made this whole hookup happen, as most of my hookups are from you, so, you know, hooking up with Travis and his band here. So I really appreciate what you're doing and getting our stuff out there and getting, you know, people hip to it, man.
I mean, well, you know, Doug, I mean, it's kind of easy to be able to, plug Doug into a place like this kind of show. You know, it's not a real tough sell. Let's put it that way.
Well, we're going to have fun, man. It's going to be a killer show. I
can't wait.
Down.
Tomorrow evening. It's about a 9 o'clock start, I think.
I think it's 8, right, Doug?
Yeah, I think Mike and them would probably go on around 8, yeah. And I imagine I'm 9 and you're, 10? Does that sound about right?
Sure.
Something like that.
I'm looking to you guys to tell me.
I think we'll find out later.
How long am I playing for, anyway?
You're going to play the whole night, man. We're just going to play a lot, man. We're just going to get down until we've got down enough, you know. And we're going to have CDs there for sale, of course.
TLB's got a good half hour planned, I think.
No, that's the clinic.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
No, tomorrow night. But, yeah, the clinic tonight, too. You got to come out. And Doug's going to be hanging out at the clinic.
Yeah, man, definitely come on out and hang out to this clinic, man.
Bring your Doug Johns CD to get autographed.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe I should have mine autographed.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Well, I'm going to let you go. Get Mike on the phone, and I'm looking forward to the gig tomorrow.
Mr. Doug Johns. Hey, thanks a lot. We will see you tomorrow evening. We'll see you tonight at the clinic. But we're looking forward to hearing the machine that is Doug Johns and Chris Seja.
Yeah, man. Chris is ready, man. Chris has been sounding awful killer lately, man.
Right on.
He's been working on some stuff.
Fantastic. Now, is he going to bring a big full kit, or is he going to have his normal... Smaller, nice.
He's going to have to bring a big full kit because he's sharing with Dale.
That's what I'm wondering.
He's bringing another carload of stuff for me, but he'll be shredding.
We'll bring you all sorts of stuff, Dale. Don't worry, man.
No.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's good talking to you, man.
All right, you guys. Take it easy. Right,
DJ, we'll talk to you very soon.
Okay, bye.
Mr. Doug Johns. And you know what? We're going to get into something from Doug off his newest CD, one called Frog on My Face.
Nice.
We're here at the Travis Larson Band. I'll tell you what we're going to do as well. We will take caller number 5 at area code 216-687-3515, and you'll get yourself a pair of tickets for tomorrow evening's show.
Ow.
You know what? I'll give away lots of free tickets for tonight.
Yeah, everybody gets a free ticket tonight.
Oh, well, okay.
Everybody listening gets a free ticket for tonight's clinic.
And a cup of coffee.
At the Sam Ash at 7 o'clock.
Sam Ash, 7 o'clock, a chance to win some EV equipment.
Yeah. Free equipment, bands playing.
Mark, is it EV or Electro Voice? How do you guys like to be called?
We've been using Electro Voice forever. It's just current because our logo says EV, so either one works. It's all us, baby.
Yeah, okay. I want to make sure. It's like, you know, we're calling Jennifer Jen, so I wanted to make sure that everything was the way it should be.
Right on. No, thank you, man. Thank you. It's going to be fun. Sam Ash, Lyndhurst location tonight. Travis Larson Band partnering with Electro Voice and Sam Ash. It's a good deal.
Fantastic.
We're taking over.
That's right. That's what's so scary. And right now, here's some Doug Johns, one called Frog on My Face. All right. That was something from Doug Johns called Frog on My Face. We're here with the Travis Larson Band. Jennifer Young, Dale Moon, and Travis Larson. Also, we have Mark Storm in here. And, you know, Mark, we want to thank you for bringing these guys around and making that whole thing happen.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Electro Voice's pleasure. Like I said, Travis Larson Band is one of our most eloquent speaking endorsers. They're just great people. We couldn't find a better image to show, you know, what Electro Voice means.
I got pictures that say that's not the best image.
No. It's wonderful. They're wonderful.
I gave you $500 for those, Randy.
they're great
now folks. I'm down to 400.
Great people, great band, phenomenal musicians. They're all virtuosos, so it's truly our pleasure to help them out a little bit as we can. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and they are a lot of fun.
They
take
absolutely
a good beating. I mean, I just...
As well as you, Randy.
I throw them to the wolves every time. I throw them under the bus. Are they traveling in a bus?
We ain't afraid of no ghost.
No. It's a small band in between the cities in Ohio, and then flying out to New York.
Well, it's an Airbus, I guess.
Yeah, we don't have any trains, but there are planes and automobiles.
Wow. Have you been thinking about that one, or did that just pop up?
That's how quick I am, baby. It's right there. You can't stop it.
Yeah, he's the only 24/7. Guy that's wearing a headset now.
I'm the only guy that's wearing a headset because I like to hear myself really well. Makes me get my radio voice on, baby.
I've noticed he's talking differently now.
He does that. He gets around Doug and he just starts talking to him. And Doug's got using the word cat.
I love talking to Doug because Doug.
Yeah, man.
Doug's got a killer voice to listen to. I really,
yeah, man.
Seriously, I like listening to his voice, and he's got such a hep cat kind of vibe.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
What I mean? I'm serious. I dig
poor
it.
Doug.
I dig it.
Oh,
dig it, man. It's cool.
Guys are not right.
The guy is a bass player to the bone. I love him.
Yeah. Well, that was really, really nice of you guys.
Nice of us.
To come out to the area. We're so glad to have you out on this side of town.
Well, we're happy that everyone's helping get us here. And, you know, and Doug, too. Doug's a big part of tomorrow night as far as, you know, we're basically just swapping gear with those guys. Because
yeah.
We're out, you know, if we're not doing the in-stores, we're kind of on our own. So he's hooking us up with, you know, a drum kit and a bass rig. And
yeah, that's really a big help.
Yeah. So it's good to have friends all over the place that you can kind of hook up with and pair up and make stuff happen.
That works.
And a huge thank you to Electro Voice.
Yeah.
And Sam Ash.
I've been mentioning that all day, but that's what
I'd say.
I wanted to point out.
You're giving me a hard time.
And we have to thank Jerry.
Jerry walked in with a plate of sushi. There's still four pieces here.
I'm wondering where he went now.
He's sitting in the other room listening where you can actually hear everything.
I mean, he's not schlepping something else up here?
I don't think so. Is Jerry hiding in the other room?
He's killing me.
He's just like, there he is.
Say something.
Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
Hello, my wonderful public radio.
just out of curiosity, Jerry, if a head weighs 8 pounds, what's a leg weigh?
Got me there.
Oh, man.
I just threw it out. Okay.
Jerry's good people. He's been taking care of us.
What's a hen weigh? That's an old joke. Jerry can remember that.
What do you say?
You got a couple grays going on.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. It's just... Start traveling with this band just to come in.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet Travis might start falling out.
Jerry is an alumni to this this place here, I believe.
Actually started in this radio station back in 1972.
You were at the station?
Yep.
In 72?
Under Kid Leo and Larry Bull.
Wow.
That's crazy.
So have you ever come back to any of our, like...
No, I'm still trying to figure out how to make a living.
Well, we have parties that, like anniversary parties for old members and stuff.
Never got any invites.
Then we need to hook you up with the people you need to talk to because we didn't know who you were, how to find you.
Right. Well, I was short-lived career here.
He decided that making a living entailed driving us around. And
now he's really hit that upper crust.
Yeah,
that,
he thought that would
top
be
level.
Way to go.
Yeah. If nothing else, they're fun.
I've peaked out now. Yeah. It's all downhill from here on in.
That's right. That's right. Well, no, it'll be Sunday. It'll peak out. Once you hit the airport, it's over.
Yeah, I know. I hear you.
You know, you better live the good life now, because it just tapers off from here.
But the deal with the sushi with Dale was is that he's got this special concept that he's going to maybe even premiere tonight. While he's playing this really intricate shuffle, I shoot sushi out of a sushi cannon, and he catches it, and it's quite a spectacle. I think you should...
While pushing his glasses up with
yes,
one knuckle.
Yes, that was the whole concept behind the sushi. So if everybody wants to see that tonight, please.
It's all part of the Vinnie Caliuta School of Rock. Man, this is some deep fusion stuff right here.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, boy. It is.
This is just getting way too deep. This is in too deep for me.
So, are you going to talk to anybody with an ego today?
We are going to try to, I'm going to put on a two. I'm running out of time very quickly.
Yeah,
so
you are.
I have Georgia queued up. If I could find the CD player,
it's my job to keep you on track, Randy.
From something, I don't even remember what this one was. Oh, Suspension.
Yeah, this is actually a track we did with Victor Wooten.
Suspension. You named this for Doug Johns,
say
didn't
it
you?
Again.
You named this for Doug Johns.
Named it for Doug Johns?
Suspension.
Ah. Yes.
Okay, we'll be back with hopefully Mike Risco from Ego and the Travis Larson Band. Something called Georgia from a CD called Suspension. And here we go. We have Mr. Mike Risco on the air as well. Mike, hello.
Hey. How you doing, Randy?
So you're with Ego.
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 How you doing, Travis?
Hey, pretty good. You like how Randy just leaves you hanging there like that?
Oh, yeah.
He says stuff to you, and then he just lets the awkward silence ensue.
I don't know if he's saying something or not. My headphones keep on shorting up.
This poor guy. This guy, every time you talk to him, you're just going to have to take over because he's sitting in the corner just hunched over looking like a train wreck.
It was a bad night.
But hey, man, looking forward to playing with you.
Yeah, definitely here too.
I heard some stuff online and you guys sound really cool, so I'm looking forward to a fun evening.
You were evidently on the wrong website.
See what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Yeah, when we get this guy in a room, we're just going to all pummel him, right?
You know the beating you get from me? Mike gets it that much worse.
Yes, I do.
He's in Cleveland.
All the time.
I mean, you know, I see Mike at different venues. I see Mike's band all the time. Imagine the beating Mike takes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, so you can definitely hear Steve Morse influence in your playing.
He's huge for me. I started playing because of Jeff Beck, but Steve Morse is really, as far as trying to really, really just progress and all the alternate picking and stuff, that's my guy.
He's the man. I agree.
He's to me, he's the best all-around guitar player on the planet, and you can't convince me otherwise.
Yep.
Now, which kind of guitar do you play?
I'm actually playing. I'm playing a different one. Although on this tour, I've got a Petrucci out with me, but I do. I have one of the 20th anniversary Silhouettes now that has a really nice flame maple top. I didn't want to fly with it because it's too pretty, but I've got a Petrucci out. I can't play the Steve Morse model guitar because he just plays too weird, and he'll be the first one to tell you that.
So is his guitar set up differently?
Yeah, and the wiring on it is really strange. He's got the pickups in weird places and all these different switches and stuff.
Gotcha.
And it's just not. Not standard, so...
I thought that all these things were standard. I thought they put a different body shape, a different color, and it's the same guitar.
Well, unless you're talking about him, you know?
Yeah.
And then he's got everything kind of wired backwards, and the pickups aren't where you think they're going to be, and it's
wow.
It's weird.
But do you have the piezo pickup on your...
I do.
John Petrucci?
I do. I use
that. I got the exact same guitar as you. I've seen your video, and...
Is that right? You're going to be using it tomorrow?
No.
Oh. I was thinking us Music Man guys try and take over, you know?
Yeah, what's up with that? Why aren't you using it, man?
I'm going to be using my Paul Reed.
Gotcha.
My trustworthy Paul Reed. It plays itself. I don't even have to do anything.
Now, are you a Rush fan at all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
And I don't know if you need any amp or anything tomorrow. I'll have a Bogner with me if you want to use that.
Okay. Well, we'll see what's there. I guess the club has a couple amps, too.
Okay.
But I'm going to show up with a pedal board and see what
EV
happens.
Did EV get you everything you need?
Well, EV is taking care of all the in-stores and everything. And
gotcha.
He would have, but I just don't feel like it's my place to be pushing these guys that hard. Because it was funny, Mark actually said the other day.
Yeah, I mean, Mark's sitting there sweating now.
No. Yeah. Well, that's because you like to do that to people, Randy.
I'm sorry.
He actually offered to bring in a drum set to this radio show. Mark did. He said, if you guys want to play, I can hook it up. I can make it happen.
The next time they come out to Cleveland, we're gonna push you to bring the drum set because we'll have a studio to play in and everything.
Yeah, Mark's the man.
So we're gonna make it happen. Herb Urban just walked in, so we are out of time.
Hey, real quick, before we go, Jen's parents in California are listening.
Yes.
Hi, Mom, Dad.
Jen wanted to say hi to her parents in California.
I got to meet her parents.
Yeah.
They are really, really nice people.
Yeah, they're super.
It was a pleasure to meet them, and I can honestly say I see where Jen gets it from.
Yeah, they're very cool.
All kidding aside, I could see where Jen gets it from.
And I got to say hi to my parents, too, now, or I'll get in trouble. So, hi, parents.
Were they listening as well?
Probably not, because they're not good at the Internet.
Okay.
Hey, go ahead. You want to say something, Dale?
My dad is certainly not listening, but hi, Dad.
Hey, so real quick, tonight, 7 o'clock, Sam Ash, free clinic. Travis Larson Band's going to play. We're going to give away some Electro Voice giveaways. There's free Starbucks coffee. And then tomorrow night at Wilbert's, and it's us and Ego and Doug Johns. And we're going to have a blast. And I'll let you sign off here, Randy. I just want to get all that stuff in. Randy, if now I've taken over the show, because Randy's like repatching stuff and he's under the desk crawling around. He does that to me.
That was nice.
He disappears. You back now?
I'm back.
I can't hear you.
Don't start with me.
I can't.
How about now?
There you go.
Okay. I can hear it fine in my headphones. Didn't have my microphone on. It's all Herb's fault.
Nice talking with you, Mike. I'm looking forward to hanging.
Looking forward to tomorrow. Yeah. Sounds cool.
The band is Eagle. Mike, we're pushing you to put out a CD. You got some tunes recorded.
We got a new drummer tomorrow, too.
Very good. Who's drumming for you?
Drew Sody.
And your keyboardist?
Dan Shostak.
Fantastic. We look forward to hearing you guys tomorrow night, usual.
Cool.
You know, Mike, I have to say, you take a beating, but we like you, so we keep on beating on you.
Cool.
Let me remind everybody, you're listening to WCSB Cleveland, 89.3 FM. Herb Urban coming up next. He's going to take you on the anti-urban contemporary thing. But I want you to have a good weekend, a better week. Stay warm, stay dry. We'll catch everybody again next Friday once again. I'll tell you what, we'll do caller number 5, 216-687-3515 for tomorrow evening. And we're out of here. Herb Urban is taking it away right now. Here's Mr. Urban.